Siftes. Simon Shin Sariches Siftes. Yesh Yishav is Al-Svas Hanacha. There is a river, right? Which is sitting right Siftes. Shin Sariches Siftes. Shin Sariches.
Yes.
Okay. And it's sitting on the Svas Hanacha, which means right on the banks of this river. But this river over here, Shavitim Hu Yavesh, it's only filled during the rainy season. It fills
a stream,
but otherwise it's empty. And they use that area. Okay. If there's a sort of like a platform, I guess, which is 4x4, which allows usage of this nachal, which therefore makes it accessible and usable by the people of the city, then we say like this: Nimsa nachal b'chlal hu here. The nachal is considered part of the city. So we count, we measure the 2,000 amas from the other bank of this stream. So we consider the nachal as part of the whole nachal is part of the city, and therefore we measure from the other side. That's only if you have this platform. If it doesn't have this platform, you measure from the Pesapoteim, which means the end of the city. Therefore, the Nachal will be measured into the 2,000 amas. Interesting then. Mishabur Sifkot Mem He. Matsaber is somewhere. It's like a platform. Habunuya Betsida, like a shelf. It's like a shelf. A ledge. Habunuya Betsida. Shal Yodam Mishnam Shemanachal Gam Kishim Aleya. This Matseva allows you to use the nachal even when there's water in it. Okay. Now, Vavo gav the ein ma'abrin lohir al beis dira. Now, so we don't understand how this thing works. We said before that the only thing which extends the city is a beis dira. But nachal halo ein a royal ledira. The nachal is not the place of dira. So we have to understand this thing. So this is a quote from Ritvoa, as he points out at the end. Yesh Lomer, the Hosam Hu Kishaboyim La'aber Ha'ir Neim Mokam Masuyim Shechutzalom. That's when you have the city. You have a city, and you have one specific place, a house, whatever it is, which you want to use to extend the city. So we say that item which is going to extend the city has to be a base dira. Avla Nachal Zehu Shehu Lifnei Kol Ha'ir Ha'ir, it's an area which is extensive across that whole direction, and everybody in the city uses it. We use this to extend the city. Ritvo. So that's the idea of Ritvo. Comes the Mishabura. I know I'm going to Rama Shemistapek. My Rama has the following question. Does this halacha that you're allowed to if this halacha that you're allowed to use the nachal is, so we said it's a din of nachal, so let's take it and say it's lav dafka nachal. Once you have this idea of the ritvua that anything which is used by the b'nei ha'ir is considered part of the city, so that should be true by other things other than a nacha. We should say the same type of ideas. That's the Magen Rav's question. No, we do not do that. Even the nacha itself is not so simple that this halacha. And if you look at the list of the Rishonim over there on the bottom, it's definitely some heavyweights. Rashi, the Havahamor is the Balamor, Sivkat and Chafei, and Sharatzian. It's Rashi, the Balamor, the Rashba, the Rosh, and the Zerua. They all say that there's no such halacha that the Nachal is part of the, is an Ibra of the city, and then you only count 2,000 Amas after the Nachal, but rather the Nachal is counted in the 2,000 Amas. Shei Pirsha, Bereshach, but so they learn the Gemara totally different. Not like the Rif and the Rambam. They don't understand why you should count this part of the city. On the other hand, we're not going to say the Mechaber is not acceptable. We have the Reino Chanan, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Smag, who said the Shechonor. So this is a heavyweight Mechlekes. You have the Rashi and the Rosh and the Rashba on one side. You have the Rambam and the Rif, the Reino Chanan on the other side. So that's a heavyweight Mechlekes. But so,
and
we'll
be
Mekel. So we're going to be the Chavos will be Mekel. As I say, but that's not the case of Nachal. However, we have a concept. Let's not extend it beyond what we have. You know, this case is the case we paskins. We're going to pass on the Kula fine. But let's say, well, once that's true, this case should also be Mekel. No. That, we're not going to go that far.
Does it make a difference if somebody owns the Nachal or not? It's private property.
As long as it was being used by the people of the city, I mean, I guess if they was not allowing usage, it probably would be worse. Yeah,
it would be worse. Now I thought it would be better because it's like part of his garden. So then,
right,
it would extend the property.
Right,
extend the city because that's part of. His house is near the Nile. He has waterfront property. So he
but the Ritvos whole argument was the reason why you don't need to base Dira is because since the whole city is using it, it becomes part of it.
Because everybody's using it.
The act of Havu, the word Havu means it's like they're giving. It's a phrase. It's a phrase which means let's not give more than what we have already. Let's do this. Well, you should not say, if you don't have this platform of four Amos. But Kolshkin and Lohaya Cloud, if there was nothing there at all.
Where
are you? It is read Mem Zion. Mem Ches, Mipesipatayim, Pirish, Mibayas, Achitza, Rahanam, Bikirir. So you measure from the end of the last house of the city, which is the wall of the city. Okay. Yerushit Srifim. People sit in, live in teepees, live in tents. Tahanosh Yerushit Boyalim, Shoysim, Mihutsim, Mevarova. They live in tents made out of. That we weave it out of hutsin or rubber, different types of leaves. So you make you weave a tent. So you have a whole group of them. So now it's ain't lived in here. That's not considered a city. Tent cities are not cities. Each person measures his 2,000 amos from his doorstep. We don't say it's one big group, and they measure from outside of the group. Each person has his own tchum. But this is only if him ein lehem kimin hekef mechitz asara or charitz asara savim pateim. If they build some type of a fence around, either a ditch which is 10 tefachim deep, or they put a fence which is 10 tefachim high, so then you count from the fence. But if there's no, if they're sitting on an open area, and each tent, so we look at each tent independent of the others.
When the Jews were in the Midbar, isn't that where they lived in tents?
Interesting question. The Gemara seems to say that there's a musig of since there is al pesham yisol pesham yachinu, they get more of a chashivas of mokum. Okay. V'imyesh lahem, v'imyesh sholosh chatzer shol shnei bat. And we said before, a city was three chatzeres, each one having two houses in it, kavuyim. Shall Evan or Shall Nasar? Each one of two houses. That's what Shnei Shnei means. Each one has two. There's three chatzeres, each one having two houses. And of batim kavuim made out of either stone or wood, planks of wood, the starter. So now we say, aha, so that there is a city here, because we said before the definition of a city was three chatzeres of two houses each. But now it's a city, the tents are also called part of the city, and you measure the city from outside the tents. Then Elo Oysim is Kulam Keva, Vesham Din Ir, Marabim Oyso, we make a ribua around the city. Listen to Mapaim Amo, Lukol Ruach Kishar Ho'ayoris. Then it's like any other city, and you measure it from the outside of all of these tents. Mentes. Yeshim Ba'olim. Shein kavuyim b'makom echad. These tents are not kavuyim in one place. Al yoshim kan zman mal. They stay here for a little bit. V'chagak kashakol or mira. After the pasture, this area, the pasture runs out. Hachol makom echad. They go somewhere else. They're nomads. Now, if they are tents, but they live in tents, but this is where they live. This is their makom kavua to live here. So Mishabura says that's called a city. The problem with tents is it's indicative of a nomadic style of life.
Afterwards, when the pasture
runs out. Correct. So the Prima Gadam is not clear how long do they have to stay here to be considered kavua. He seems to accept that they don't have to make a decision where, this is we're living here, just because we live in tents, the yurds of the Mongolia, right? They live in tents. That's where they live. You don't need that. You need it. But the question is, okay, so then how long is called kibbutz?
The yurds.
The type of people who live in tents in Mongolia. We don't look at them as one big unit. Each person measures his own tchum. We mainly commit hekev. That's only if they don't have a fence. If they create some type of a surrounding around their encampment, we consider that whole area which is enclosed as 4 amas. Then you count 2,000 amas from outside of it. Then you don't get it in Ribua, because it's not a city. Right? It's not worse than a private person has a fence around his area. So you count from the fence, because it's all dalet amas. But there's no din of Ribua in that situation. I mean, that's what Shabur points out in the Shartzi and in the Chabzayan. It's not worse than one house which has a fence around it. So since this area was enclosed for living purposes, even though it's more than Beis Hasayim, that's all called part of the house, and you measure from beyond that 2,000 amas. But you don't give an extension of the 70 amas. There's not a city, so we're not giving it a din of extending the fence, allowing it to extend to give it a din of city. There's no din of ibur. There's no din of ibur of giving it 70 amas. But you measure from the fence. Mechitza sar marsh yoshal b'sof hukav. This din of the mechitza sar works is always in the case where it's hukav l'dira. Hukav l'dira is always going to be that first you're there and then you build the fence. Like we say in Sif Yud Aleph. Okay, Sif Yud Aleph points that out explicitly. Yud Aleph. Ir shehukva v'achakach yoshu. If first you enclose the whole area and then you decide to settle there, and they enclose an area, let's say it's a mile by a mile. People settle there after they enclose it. So originally it wasn't enclosed for deer purposes, because our definition of being close to their purpose means that there's a house there. Really. So there's no houses there, it was enclosed. So it's an enclosure. Right? Then people settle in that area, and the people settle in the area which is half of that area. So half of that area is empty. So the halacha is mother-in-law mimakam yeshivasa. They measure from where the settlement ends, not from the wall. Because the wall is not considered a heck of a deer. But at first they settle there, then they put up a wall. Then you measure from the wall.
Even if the wall is far away from the house.
You're right, even far away from the house. Even though there's a gap. Okay. Nun gimel. We had that before. It's machlokes between the Ramad and the Mechaber. If you give a din of 70 amos before you start counting your but it's not settled all the way up to the wall. It's settled to the wall, so the two are equivalent. Measuring from the settlement, the measuring from the wall are the same thing. No, the issue here was that they didn't fill up the whole area inside the walls. So you only measure mimakim yeshivas. You measure from the bottom. That's a more leil sefei. Noson lo oid shivim amav shirayim. But since it's more, it's three chateres with two houses each, so it's a city. So you get 70 amas, so and then you measure. But you know, still you don't measure from the wall. Shechem zu enel chashuv l'shavi kula ke'arba amas. You don't use the wall as making the city 4 amas. Shall hook for the year because it wasn't enclosed for the purpose of living there. Shenasis kadem yeshivas. It was made before anybody lived there. Imlo. Sheesh b'cherma base dira. In the wall that you built a place for somebody to live. He besach shivim amav shirayim l'shivas batehir mitzudav v'simu. What you could have if you put a base dira in the wall, and the wall is within 70 amos of the rest of the city, so the base dira connects it. So now you measure from the wall. Okay, no, that's pretty obvious. Right? He says on the bottom it's from Magen Ramu Pasha. That's pretty obvious. Nunheim mechemasa. Even though in a case where you first settled and then you built the wall, so then even if the walls are distant from the houses, you measure from the walls. Keep in the hook of achar kaver, make your hook of the deer. Once you live over there and then you put walls around, that's called you being makir for the deer purposes. So everything inside is called four amis, and you measure from beyond it. That's what more the el basif. Hey, so it's a city. This is called Hook of the Deer. This is all part of the city. So you measure 70 amos beyond the wall, and then you count to 2,000 amos, according to their mall before.
So if you have a wall, then basically you could have spaces and all kinds of stuff in the city as long as you have a wall around it.
Correct.
So right. That whole problem of, you know, spaces within the city and, you know, that whole thing, that wouldn't be a problem if you built a
wall. Right.
And what about like the Erev type walls?
What I recall later on when he talks about it, which simon that's in that simon.
Because then you solve a lot of problems when you do that. If you build an Erev wall, then you build
an Erev wall. I think in Simon Tovov he says. Yeah, in Tof Hey. He says that in Sivkan Chobez, he says, within the Yarsh and Makabas Kamavisham, Tikuni Erevin. And he says also in Tof Aleph, that's called Dalaramas. All that is Dalaramas, right? So it should be the same thing. He says in Tof Aleph and in Tof Hey. Okay. Simon Shin Sari tests. B'meh Moedim Hatzchumen U'mokim Hamadida U'mihu Hamoedim Boyer Alasim. What do we use for measuring? Where do you measure? And who is the person who measures? Okay, Aleph. E'moedim Tchum Ho'ir Ela B'chebel Shal Pishtin Shal Chemishimam L'pochus Shu Nimtach B'yeser B'lo Ye'orach Yeser M'nei Shu Eno Nimtach Kribor. They would hire people that their job was to go out and measure the tchum. While they didn't take a rope which is 2,000 amos long, that wasn't a smart idea, you would not be able to pull a taut. So the law is we use a rope which is made out of pishtan. It's made out of the material of the fibers of the rope are flax, and it's 50 amos long. 50 amos, if it's too short, you can pull very, very long, you'll end up with extra space. If it's too long, it sags in the middle, it's hard to pull it taut. So ever they would use specifically a rope of 50 amos. So grash zakra. Zakra mishabura aleph, shal pishtun. Alva after ein lucha yofa lemida mishal shalosh shal barzel. Lachara, if you use any type of fiber, there's a potential for stretching. You use chains, metal chains, they don't...
Iron
chains, they don't stretch. So why don't we use that? Kachle v'chazal, the chemo shal pishtim, modim v'lichsi v'yicheskel u'psil pishtim b'yodim. So there, the puzzle is not talking measuring the tchum, it's talking measuring the city that he saw, and the basic mitzvah that he saw in his vision. Yicheskel had a mara of the city of Yerushalayim and the basic mitzvah of the future. and the malach in the vision was measuring. It says he measured with a psil of pishtun. So if that's supposed to say that you measure with, that's what we measure.
Well, if...
Okay.
What if the
rope is
too short?
It has to be 50 amos. Pachas will be yoyser. You can't do it shorter than that. Because if it's shorter, you'll pull it very taut. When you stretch it, when it says, shira tchum yoyser me'alpah, you'll end up with more than 2,000 amos. V'chen lehipuch. V'aruch yoyser, if it's longer... If it's a long, if you use a rope longer than 50, she after the most of they call it's hard to give, make it taut because of its weight. You end up with making the so it ends up being not as long as it's supposed to be. So you end up with the sheer tchum is not correct. There's only so much you can only the longer the rope, even if it's a very light thing, the longer it is, the more weight you end up. It's hard to pull it taut. So when we were doing the beltway area, you know, the 500-foot thing, there's only so much you could pull on that thing to tighten it. You know, you still end up with a sag. Okay. Babes. So right outside the city, let's say there's, or shortly outside of the city, there's this stream. Let's say, for example, you go beyond the city, and 75 amas outside of the end of the city, 75 amas from the point where you started measuring your tchum, there's a river. And this river is more than 25 amas wide. So if I'm going to measure my first one from the starting point to 50, so I go from 50 to 100, I'm going to end up in the middle of the river. So what we do is the following. So after measuring the first one of 50 amos, then go backwards 25 amos and measure from 25 amos another 50 amos. This way, you'll end up with a perfect measurement till the bank of the river. You picture what I'm saying? Here's your city. Here's the line where you measure with tchum. So you measure one 50 am measurement, and that's there. Another 25, there's this river. But the river is more than 25 amas wide. So you go to here 50, you go here to 50, you end up in the middle of the river. So first you measure 50. Then you step back to 25. You make the second measurement from here till here. So you end up getting the second measurement right by the bank of the river. This way, and then the river wasn't 50 amas wide. So from measurement number two, will be to number three will be from 75 to 125. Meanwhile, you will use your 50 amma rope again. So, but if you wouldn't step backwards, you'll end up with measuring into the middle of the river, and that's not going
to
work.
If they know how to step back 25, why don't they just step forward 25 twice?
In general, Chazal were very machmed on measuring with 50 ammas. So they didn't want you to measure. Measuring forward means you're measuring with 25 foot rope, is that you don't have an option.
No, but they...
You're going back, you're not measuring. Any measurement which was done, Chazal were machmed, has to be done with a rope of 50 amas.
How do you know you're going back 25? How do you know that?
I'm not 25? Sure how they know that. I don't know how they know that, but they know that. You know,
they probably had a 25 foot rope, too. They probably had a 25 foot rope also.
Well, the problem is that, the challenge with the 10 foot rope is if you can't pull it too taut, then you lose more. At the end of the day, if you do that, you'll end up being more machmer, so that's okay.
Yeah.
You could fold it back and just step back to where the fold is.
That's what I was saying, to math school.
Right, the problem with that is that again, I don't know whether you're going to... what happens with the stretching issue when you do that? I don't know how that works. Okay, Gimel.
What choice do you have? I mean, they... don't think people could just figure out that 25.
No, I agree.
They have to have something to measure with.
That's something. Okay. Gimel Nohar. Shurach of Yersim Esim V'chomesh Amma. That the river was more than 25 amas wide. Dim Hurak Esim V'chomesh. It's only 25. And you're at 75. Plus 25 is 100. So measurement number two, which is from 50 to 100, will be 25 amas of ground, 25 amas of the width of the river. And you'll end at the other side of the river. So that's not a problem. The problem is you end in the middle of the river. We don't want you to do that. So what you do is you step back 25 amas, and therefore you measure 50 amas out of north to the river. You'll go now to the other bank, which is less than 50. This all works if the river is less than 50 amas wide. Because it's more than 50 amas wide, we have another problem. So now what do we do? So if it's more than 50 amas wide, he sends it to Yerushalmi. I'm not familiar with what the Yerushalmi says to do. Okay. The problem is I don't own a Yerushalmi at home to look it up. So I want to look it up, and I don't have Yerushalmi to look it up. Okay. Gemor. Yosem Echevel Keneg Aliboy Yimtechen Ova Kol Kerche. So the two people, when they measure at chest height, and they pull it as taut as possible. Keneg Aliboy Gimel hay, so cut in hay. Kabbalah Chachamim Malkim Losim Kinegdei Rosh Hechevel. The Chazal set a specific place to hold at the end of the rope. Shal Yitin Zeh Kineged Tzavorim Zeh Kineged Ragov, because you don't want them to be one higher, one lower, because then you lose a little bit of that distance. Rechevel Miskatzer Atchumim Mismatim Ayerizeh, because you'll end up losing some distance. So they could have said their knees, they could have said their waist, they could have said but as long as there was one uniform height. So Chazal shows this height. Sukkot and Vav. Kol Kerchoi. So the Machmid Be'emsa. You have to pull tight because otherwise it's heavy in the middle. Ve'enom Nimtach Keroi Im Lo Yishim Techenu B'Kol Kerchoi. So it's not going to be pulled taut properly unless you pull with all your strength. So they pulled with all their strength when they pulled this thing. It's a pretty exhausting type of work. Now, Lo Yimdor El Kenegar Yir. So the city is here, and I'm measuring out where there's dwelling places, etc. Theoretically, let's say this over here. There's some little ups and downs, etc. So you know what? What are you in for? Let's go out. Let's go draw a line straight out here, and over here it's very flat. Let's measure over here. So I'm measuring, but I'm not measuring connected to here. Says that's not an option. Well, that's not true. We'll see there are cases where you do that, but if as long as you have an option of measuring kinegad ear, the law is you measure kinegad ear. You even though kinegad ear, afilim yesh horim v'gei ois kinegdo. Even if there is some rises and valleys, you know, horim says mountains. We're not talking much against the mountains over here. We're talking about little rises. We'll see what they are. Don't say, well, you know, instead of doing that, let's walk towards the north to get to the point where there's no height and I can measure straight across. The place which is flat, measure that area over there. And then and then we'll move backwards if the rise is over here. So listen, we'll measure out to here. Then we'll draw the line out to here, measure over here, and then come back over here and do like that. No, we don't want you doing that. Get over the mountains. We'll get you over the mountains. Okay? El Yim the Kenegad here. We want you to measure Kenegad the city. There's a Chashash with Chazal worried about. We'll see later on why Chazal weren't happy with this idea. Now, right now we're talking about that these rises were 50 amma, the 50 amma rope would get you over this valley or over this rise. The problem is, okay, that's nice, but how do I do that? I gotta get the 50 amma that there's a rise in the middle. So if we measure like this, that's not going to work. If we measure like this, the rise doesn't add, doesn't take away from your tchum. Okay, so what do you do? When you get to the area where there's a rise, if it is so steep, straight, you know, or zakuf, standing up, that if you would drop a plumba from the top of the top of this rise down to the bottom, and you would extend it out, that it'll go straight down, but you extend it out from where you're standing long enough that it'll, when it goes down, it'll touch down to the flat ground before the rise starts. So the rise is going to start here. He's standing up here. He holds this thing out over here, and it'll go straight down to right to the spot where you want to start measuring. If it is so steep that the amount of distance that you need to extend it out in order that it should go straight down to the bottom, it will not be more than 4 amas extending out. You can ignore this rise, basically. So we sort of just walk around it to the other side and start measuring after it. We ignore it totally. Unless there's a plateau on top. If there's no Mishur on top, it just goes straight up, it goes straight down. It's like it becomes non-existent in halacha. If it has a Mishur on top, so the rise itself to the top we ignore, and the top, the flat part on top, we measure. However, b'mchut misrachet mikaneh d'arba amas, if to order to get it to be flat, down to the flat part, you need to extend out your plumb bob more than 4 amas, but 5 amas. Okay. Umislakan asurab mitech chomesh, and in 5 amas of going up, in 5 amas of going forward, you'll go up 10 tefachim. You'll gather 10 tefachim in 5 amas. Going up 5 amas is 10 tefachim. Going up 5 amas, going forward 5 amas, you will go up 10 tefachim. So Oz. Yeah, you with me so far? Yeah. Oz Royim. So then we select this. Im ein miswasay el swasay, from one end to the other end of this rise. El chamishim amba. All you have is the one end of this rise, so the other is 50 amas. So what you do is mavliya bechevel shel chamishim amba. So what we do is we just get over it with one rope of 50 amas. How do you do that? Shesoykev eitz gavoya besvosoy mizeh. Eitz acher kenegdoy besvosoy mizeh. You make a pole higher than this rise. And you put the pole on top of the two poles, really. And you put one on one end, put one on the other end, and they're higher than the rise. And you put your rope of the amas from one to the other. Mesech tevel mizeh lezeh. And that's it. So you've covered your 50 amas. But it's more than 50 amas. To get from the flat ground to the flat ground, you have to go more than 50 amas. You can't use one chevel. So murder bechevel shel arba amas. So then we put away our 50 amas rope, and we use a rope which is 4 amas long. The kach yas, and this is what you do. Echad oimed miragli hahor lamat. One person stands on the bottom of this rise, right by the foot of it. One person goes four up there to where he's 4 amas away. When I say tarton achevel kenegan liboy, veilion kenegan rock. Now the bottom person holds the rope by his chest. The upper person holds it by his feet. And you measure 4 amos forward. Then, after we do that, we put a marker there. The bottom guy climbs up to that spot and stands at that spot and holds the rope by his chest. The upper guy moves up again and holds the rope flat, straight by his feet. We do it again. We do this all the way up and down this rise.
Got it.
Okay. Bimhu Meshupa Yoiser. If it's more steep, Shuhiluk Arba Amas Urla Esar Tvachim. If by going 4 amas forward he goes up 10 tvachim, not Asar Batech Hamisha, but Asar Batech Arba. So that's pretty steep. So then Ozakilo Babel Hitchula Havliya Bechabel Shachamisha Mama. We weren't mechai of you to do this process of making tall poles. We just estimated. It's more than 50 amas, so we have to do the Marim Chavul Shal Arba Amas. We do this Arba Amas process. It's very tedious. That's what he used to do. Follow what we're doing? Get the picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have the picture.
Actually, I have a picture of that.
Yeah. Otherwise, I think you will have to figure it out.
Do you follow what we're doing?
Yeah.
Without the picture.
I've seen it before.
Oh, he invented it.
Yeah.
No. Could have.
Now, I just want to point out one thing. We had a machloikas when we spoke about this halacha of Tel Mislaka Asar Mitech Dalet. We had a machlokes in the Dalet. Was the Dalet the leg of the triangle? You're going up 10, forward Dalet. So you say, if you're going to go forward Dalet, you're going to get a height of 10. Or was Dalet the hypotenuse? Right? So the passage is the same machlokes over here. Now, the difference we came out was between a 25.7 degree angle and a 28 degree angle. We came out. Okay.
21 point something. Okay.
It's 25. It was basically 25.8, I think, and 28 degree angles. The steepness of this mountain. I'm not sure how they climbed it. They climbed it. Okay. Zion. So cutting Zion. Lo yelav mikenegad. At the time, the pomim yesh kenegad here harder megayus. She yesh lo lakader linda b'midin yavak lakameh. Now there will be cases where we're going to have more extensive terrain, rises and valleys, which we're going to have to actually go away from where the city is and measure on a more flat area. But we're saying over here we're not going to do that. Tzidah Shul Yashar. Don't go out to where it's flat. V'avta k'mam asiv vav kosev. We said later on the siv vav, because yeh lehar legay, v'ni yochel av liyoy, mutalelech min atzah. We said over there in siv vav, you do go out where it's flat. You don't measure where you have the valley of the little hill. We were talking about you can get it done with a 50-amah rope. Just it's easier to do it out there. So that's not acceptable. But if you can't get a 50-amah rope around this thing, then you do go off to the side where it's flat, if it's flat, and do it that way. If you have 2 options, there's a flat area which is connected to the city. So you started in the middle. You know, if you move a few hundred feet north, which is still corresponding to the city, it'll be more flat, so go over there. I mean, obviously that makes sense. So if the case is that it's... if you extend out your plumb bob less than 4 amas, and you go all the way straight down, so it's extremely steep. So in certain you read of Aliyah, you ignore it. You just measure the flat part on top, and you ignore the distance covered by the rise. But Tamkim and Shuzokov Moed, it's very steep. Shein Roichav Ashipua Kim Pochas Merabam. This means the whole four movements from the bottom to the top of this cliff is less than 4 amas forward. That's you're rising up X amount of feet without moving almost forward at all. So it's basically pretty much a vertical climb. From Kajalash Shom Kidur, you can't do this idea of Kidur. What's Kidur? Which is that the idea where you use the 4 foot rope, one guy on bottom, one guy on top. Well, you can't really stand there. It's too steep. So Chazal said, you can ignore it. So you come down, you'll let some have your tchum more than 2,000 amas outside of the city. And that's acceptable. Okay, let's hold it here. So hold it myself, cut the new dowel. In the middle of this, here.